Swamcast has board game reviews for you, yeah. We got the good, bad, and other stuff to tell you. So listen up to our board game reviews. You'll really like it, or I'll make you eat your shoes.
So, once again, back here again at Scarab 2018, and we've got Ryan sitting with us again. Hey, Ryan, how's it going?
It's going well. How are you?
Pretty good. So, good. What game are we talking about now?
Dead Last.
Dead Last. And I believe that's by our buddies at Smirk and Dagger Games.
I'll take your word for it. I don't remember.
If I'm wrong, it doesn't matter if I'm wrong.
Fair enough.
So, tell us something good about Dead Last.
There's a lot of games right now using the Werewolf Mafia concept for their game makeup, and this is one of my favorites. It's a lot more straightforward, way fewer rules. You just kind of can dive right in with a big group, a very big group. It plays a large number.
Oh, yeah.
A large number, and it plays out pretty quickly, so it's a lot of fun.
Okay.
And it's pretty quick.
Very cool. Tell us something bad about Dead Last.
I'm trying to decide how I feel about the showdown at the end, if people are tied.
Okay.
There's kind of a rock, paper, scissors effect. I think I like it, but I have to play it more to really make up my mind about it.
Okay.
So I guess I'm going to call that a question mark.
Okay. Well, then let's go into the other category.
Fun art. Just a different style, a bit more of a graphic novel feel to how they did it, and it's unique,
I like it
a lot. Almost like Sin City, where they put the splashes of red but instead of splashes of other colors, so it's really neat.
Okay. Very cool. Well, thank you for talking with me about Dead Last. So here at Scarab, we like to make a pact with each other that the last person alive gets the entire board game library. And here to talk more about that is Joe, who's going to talk about a game.
So this is might be the biggest surprise of the convention for me that I saw here at Scarab. I generally dislike mass player whimsical games.
Right.
This is Dead Last by Smirk and Dagger Games.
Mm-hmm.
It is I would call it a werewolf type game.
That's
the kind of games where you've got kind of a role or something, and then other people vote against you, and there's a little bit of hidden action about who to vote for and trying to influence the voting.
Mm-hmm.
In this one, it's not that you are a bad person or something. It's just pretty much who's the last one to live.
Right.
And so it's other people conspiring to who are they going to kick out, and how do you signal the other people? Sometimes it could be, we're going to kill the DJ, or we're going to kill Jordan, or we're going to kill this. But you kind of say it, or maybe you just, I've done it with pointing fingers kind of obviously.
Mm-hmm.
And the way
We had a person, two people across from each other, and he made a subtle hint. And they're like, I like your shirt, and they had a red shirt, and I was the red player. And he didn't understand, but I knew. And there's a card in there that if you think that you're going to be voted to die, then you play the ambush card, which means that you can choose one of the people who voted for you to die.
Okay.
And what happens is if you play that and you don't get voted to die, you die. And so a lot of the times you get where you say, oh, yeah, I'm going to kill Joe, wink, wink. And then Joe plays the ambush card
and
he dies. And
I really wasn't
else.
Trying to kill you. And then,
And so sometimes if you do it and you make the person that's the victim know that you're doing that, and you're kind of bluffing them out.
I gotcha.
That was a lot of fun. And so it can be a friendly discussion game. I've been in some of these games where people cry, like at I Drank What?
Right.
It has a very similar feel to that, but it's not as there's not as many rules. There's no rules. I mean, it's really just discuss and vote. There's not hidden roles. Nobody's a villager. Nobody's a hunter. Nobody's a doctor. It's just you're a certain color. It's just orange, green, pink, whatever. Up to, I think, a dozen players. Minimum six.
Six to twelve.
Oh, players.
Okay.
No rules written down. There's nothing to read except the word ambush. So you have one card for each of the people playing, and then you're going to eventually you're going to reveal who you voted for. And then again, if you think you were going to be the target, you play ambush. Otherwise, you're voting for certain people. One of the things I did was made it obvious we're going to vote for one person.
Right.
That person knew they were all going to vote for him, then I voted for somebody else, so they couldn't choose to kill me. And so there's little strategies there. It doesn't make me brilliant. I'm just saying that's one of the things
you can do.
That's
the thing you can do.
And it's really funny because that person was getting mad at you for calling them out. He's going to burn you. But then it comes up and goes, no, he has to kill somebody else. And so it's a lot of fun. And then if there's at the end of a round, mm-hmm. you have this even little thing of, I forgot what that game is called, but you can choose to, standoff.
The game is trust.
So it's like you could, two people were going to hide and show something. You either can choose to share the total loot. You can choose to take it all.
Right.
And then you can choose to do something. I forgot what those three are. But if you chose...
It's steal, share, and take one and go.
So there's a safety one. Like, so if the person, if you both decide to share, you each get two of the gold. If you decide to steal it, another person does share. You take everything. Mm. You know, if you take one and go, it kind of saves you. And it's a little fun to continue. The first one at 12 wins. Or 25. And a little surprise on it. It says... You're just pulling four gold.
Mm-hmm.
Funny thing was is that it says to 25, and as we're playing our first turn, we're like, there's no way we can get to 25. And then somebody goes, no, there's numbers on the back. We turn it over. I had four cards. Oh, I'm already at 16. You know, whatever it was. So it was very well balanced.
Oh, nice.
People started figuring out, started getting a little vicious in a friendliest way. So it was just my favorite game, and almost everybody at the table says they're looking to purchase that game. So just really nice.
That's cool.
Again, that's one we should probably get for our group. Loved it. Awesome. And I can't imagine it's very expensive. It's a very simple card stack, high quality. Art is very,
very
comic booky with a monotone of the individual colors.
Yeah, it is.
Very pretty. Very nice. No problems.
Well, cool.
Very no complaints.
Yeah. Thanks for, thank you both give me some insight and talking about Dead Last. Boy, have we got a treat for you tonight. We've got a really interesting group of characters here. I think these are all assumed names, and they want to talk about some games that they've been playing at Scarab this year.
I'm sure we don't know what you mean.
So I have with me Mr. Jones, Mr. Smith.
That's me.
Scarlet.
Oh, yeah, baby.
And... Dan. Which they decided was you.
All right, I'm glad they told me.
So, guys, you were playing a game called Dead Last, which I believe is a Smirk and Dagger game.
Yes.
Not that you needed to know who put it. I just happened.
It's very important.
So, Dead Last, which is a really interesting game. So, what's some good stuff you guys thought about Dead Last?
One thing that I found that's very unique about this game, well, I shouldn't say unique, but very few games fit this. You can play with up to 12 people.
Yes.
And, you know, you get those large groups, and you're always looking for what can we play. Mm-hmm. You can play this.
How many people did you guys play with?
We actually had 8 characters in the game.
Okay.
Well, there's an interesting point in that we didn't have enough to start with the minimum of 6 players.
Mm-hmm.
So instead of having 2 random players that we all as a group played to make the 6, we each doubled our characters.
Okay.
Which meant that each of the characters was already allied with somebody
yes.
in your negotiations.
And it's always good to have somebody watching your back.
Interesting.
Or stabbing it.
Which happened a few times.
So are we going to lump all this into the good category here?
Yeah, I would say this is all good.
It's good to have an ally when you're stabbing somebody in the back. So is there anything bad that you guys want to say about Dead Last?
Well, as with a lot of elimination games, if your character or both your characters in this case get eliminated, then you get to root for your next closest pal, but you don't actually get to participate once your characters have been taken out.
So if you get knocked out of the game, that's
right. But it goes pretty quick. It goes pretty quick, so it's not like you're sitting very long.
Okay.
It is a game with negotiation. It has before every round a minute and a half of negotiation phase where you're supposed to be able to go talk secretly or openly or whatever. And so if you don't like that kind of thing, that is It also kind of, that is a place where it will slow down that wait for the round to end if you're not involved in the negotiations.
Okay, I could see that. What about you guys? Anything bad about the game?
I'm not much of a team player.
Ah, okay.
I don't have six friends. The games I play, it's either everyone works towards one common goal or I work for one common goal.
Okay. Whereas in this game kind of has a little bit of all of that in there. So.
Too much interaction with people.
Okay. I gotcha.
For some people, it's some just people, like my original DM said, it could be meat, it could be cake, it could be meat cake.
Okay.
Anyway, we diverge.
Enough about the meat cake. So what's something other than meat cake that we could say that might be in the other category here for Dead Last?
Well, one thing that we discovered near the end of the game is you're trying to get gold as your reward. And, uh-huh. and we saw these gold bars and said, well, okay, each of those is worth a point. But then we discovered, oh, each of these gold bars isn't just worth one. It could be worth up to four.
In other words, we all failed our check to turn over the gold bar cards to see that there were actual numbers underneath totaling the amount of gold bars. So we played in excess of 25.
Suddenly the game was more shorter than we thought it was going to be.
I shuffled the gold cards. I knew there were numbers on them. I just didn't tell them.
You just didn't tell them?
Meanwhile, he had collected, 10 of them?
Yes.
Nice. That was an interesting strategy. There.
His strategy was no strategy, which we also tried. We also tried the fact that he was pulling random cards.
Yes, including characters that weren't even in the game.
In the game, which we had to caution him against. But then, at the end of each round, there's basically the last two survivors have to fight for the gold, and they decide whether they have to steal, whether they want to share, where they want to grab a gold bar and go. Uh-huh. And depending on what each of them chooses, you wind up with some gold, no gold, or all of the gold. What was funny is that at some point I had not gotten any gold the entire game, and so I didn't really care, and I picked a random card, and I got my other opponent, Mr. Jones.
No, I'm Mr. Smith, sorry.
Oh, sorry. Mr. Smith. I digress. To randomly choose, in which case, because we were each playing two characters,
I did not randomly choose.
See? More backstabbing.
The game continues even after the game is over. Interesting.
Yeah. The game never ends.
I won, I'm already sleeping on the couch.
It's a very comfortable couch. Suffice it to say, I think that it was a really good first-time experience with the game.
Okay.
And it was a little difficult to get started, but once we got the ball rolling, it was easier to figure out what we were doing
and
right.
Next time, we'll use the rules.
And next time, we'll use the rules.
That's funny.
Awesome. Well, I'm glad you guys had fun. Thanks for talking to me about Dead Last.
As a board game reviews from the Swarm cast, if you don't like it, then come over and kick your
tail. Tail. Toast meant to say tail. Toast. Ooh. Why do you do that?
Oh, yeah.